Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, something just came out in the last 2 minutes while Arcan was doing his headline there on the Bruins. It's coming from Emily Benjamin and Matt Porter. Bruce Cassidy.
Porter!
Porter! Look at this wax buildup on these shoes.
You play ball like a girl!
Bruce Cassidy said that David Pastrnak, both Pastrnak and Case, were, quote, unfit to participate.
Oh, badass.
No. This is, no? I got an unconfirmed report sent to me on Monday morning. So
I heard he was hanging around the North End.
Yes, I believe you and I were in receipt of the same. Call it, you know, we're not a snitch line here.
But are you sure it was him?
Yeah, if you want to snitch.
Has anybody else come in? Hello, you wild and crazy guys. Is it me, David Pastrnak?
It's exactly.
To party.
It's exactly what we are. We are the.
And he was not supposedly trying to be stealth.
There was one report that Zoe and I both received that we did not share because it was not in any way verifiable.
I'll put that out there now.
That this
like
person
Matuka was at a Buff's pub when he had the poops.
Saw Pastrnak roaming the North End, no mask, jumping from place to place with some friend. Also saw Charlie Coyle with a bunch of his buddies.
Yeah. You crazy guys, you crazy kids.
Taking shots, bar hopping. This was
after, kids, man.
This was after a friend of this person saw him somewhere else with Jake DeBrusque and a different group of guys.
Poor Bergeron. See, this is right after last week, Bergeron. They were asked about restrictions at steakhouse. No. We don't need that stuff. You know why? Because we're professionals, and you got to have respect for each other. And Bergeron went on this big thing. I'm like, what a freaking classy leader. Like, what a guy. And needless to say, does he forget he's got these young 20-some-year-olds? A lot of money and a lot of boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so this is...
sold their oats a little.
And again, this is not part of the same report. This is something that we received days ago. But now, at practice today, both Pastrnak and Case did not participate because they were... This is a new designation. I have never heard this used before, Arcan.
I've never heard this.
Unfit to participate.
Yeesh.
That, to me, like, that is like fat, lazy, slobbish, you know?
I don't think
unfit is the guy that doesn't. I know it's not them because Pastrnak obviously has been skating overseas before he came back. That would be to me like a guy couldn't finish his conditioning run because he's so out of shape. He's going to dock him days.
I don't think
unfit
that's what that
hockey
means.
I think does not mean that, right?
I don't think that's what that means.
Unfit might be character not becoming a Bruin.
I think it means look, if you want to. Come on, NHL. Come on, Bruins.
Did you see the picture of them? Did you see the picture of Pastrnak and Kasha the other day? No, Kasha looked like a beer league Wentworth hockey player.
I keep calling Case. Look, I don't know how they're going to keep these guys contained when they're not contained. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. If you are going to have practices in your hometown, and you're going to go home, and you're going to have time when you're not working and not practicing, then you're not contained. If you're not in the bubble, you're not in a bubble. So this
unfit to participate means you are unsafe. You are jeopardizing the health of others. That's what it means to me.
It's such
and a we're gonna quarantine your ass now. Thanks a lot, Pastrnak.
Got an update.
Oh my.
Here we
what
go.
Do you got?
Cassidy, am I thinking ahead to being without those guys in the round robin or the playoffs? No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just can't practice
10 to 14
right now.
Days, right?
So this,
I guess I don't know the what's the NHL protocol.
Well, I don't know what the, I don't know what the protocol is, but the protocol changes depending on why you were out. I mean, in the NBA,
it's called, don't act like a
and in Major League Baseball, we know it can be anywhere from you have to sit out 14 days to where up in. You
Toronto.
Know, in Toronto, they'll put you in jail for a year. You know, it's
$750,000, right?
It's like
they fine you.
There is no standard. It's whatever they decide. You know, if you leave for the birth of a child, that's 4 days. Well, wait a second. Was I any less at risk? I don't know, but you screwed up and you were being careless. So we're going to make it more time. I mean, there is no definitive answer.
Oh,
there's no science to back up one being shorter than the other than we want to punish you on top of being safe. That's you know why the difference
totally
in the lengths.
They're not mature here, right? I mean, Pastrnak's a guy that likes to have a good time. We know that from before when he fell at the marketing event, getting in the car, right? He had the issues with the thumb, wasn't it?
Took a little tumble there, yeah.
That was ice. That was an icy...
No, he had hands in his pockets.
It was very... Well, do you ever try and walk with hands in your pockets? It's difficult.
I've done it at 3 in the morning, and one of my good friends, we had to rush him to the hospital because he knocked teeth out and cut his whole ear and size face up because he fell on steps.
Well, yeah.
His hands out.
Right. Maybe you're James Dean walking down the avenue, hands in your overcoat.
Trying to be cool.
Trying to look cool, but it's not, I know that when I walk, I have my arms out like a tightrope walker, just in case. I do that
everywhere.
I have
to buy pockets for my kid.
You
I have to buy shorts with pockets.
Well, that is sad. Are you saying you don't allow Brody to have pockets in his pants?
He keeps his hands in his pants.
What's wrong with that?
We go out and buy Under Armour shorts. Like he's like, Dad, they got pockets, right? Because he likes to walk around with hands in his pockets.
So you do buy him shorts with pockets?
I do buy him shorts with pockets. Yes. I'm a pro pocket short guy. Yes. He likes to hang out like that. And he'll cross his legs and like lean on the wall and like, hands in his pocket. He's pretty cool.
Or he's just, you know, working some stuff out down there. We don't know.
I'm sure he is.
We don't
I
know.
Look under his bed. Well, Jesus.
You got a.
Have you looked at your kids?
You got a couple of years. You got a. Oh, search history. Yes,
no, you
I
don't.
Have.
Yes. Yeah.
Search history. You have to start right away. In terms of looking for other things, we got time.
Have you ever looked up pretty girls dancing fast yet?
What was the search?
Pretty girls dancing fast.
What was he?
That's not even funny, man. That's my kid.
What was he hoping to see?
In his like
Super Bowl halftime show.
That means like
he probably doesn't.
Eartha Kitt. You know, like 60s,
right?
Like go-go dancing.
You know the twerking. Like he doesn't.
it's like
he watches you. He watches boom boom YouTube videos and then he Googles them.
Pretty girls.
He didn't know what twerking was, so he wrote "Pretty Girls Dancing Fast." I like that.
Oh my god! It's,
yeah,
it's so innocent.
Yeah, look it up. See what pops up first.
Okay.
All right. So, a couple of Bruins held out of practice. They are unfit to participate. We'll, I'm sure, get some more on what that means.
Wow, Pastrnak. Jesus.
Someone says hungover. No, that's illness.
No,
that's held out due to illness.
That's Jason Tatum.
I mean, you said. Didn't practice. Whatever. I unfit to participate is a. I've never heard that designation.
That sounds
before.
Like still drunk from the night before,
that is,
not hungover.
That means like they broke protocol, and me, Bruce Cassidy, the coach, I'm pissed off. Okay,
kind of what it
dealing with
like.
Men here, not boys. I thought I was dealing with men, not little boys.
All right.
All right. Unfit. I'll leave it at that. And are you worried about the food? No, it's temporary.
Back to the bubble food. In the NBA.
Yes. I called this, dude. What did I tell you?
Tyson Chandler has been in the league a long time, almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
He says, what's the favorite meal he's had since he got there? He said, I haven't had one yet. Chandler has dietary restrictions. So the NBA flew in executive chef Sean Loving to Orlando.
Called it.
To join the bubble, consult on the expanding menu. He's served as chief chef for the Pistons, Team USA basketball, kitchen leader at Disney World's Epcot theme park, among other jobs. He is expanding what
there.
The bubble dwellers can eat. He got there on Tuesday. He's making a difference right away. But for anyone else, they don't have to eat the bubble food. hotels are catering three meals per day for players at their hotels that the players retrieve by walking into a team dining area. Or they can order room service with an expansive menu. Or they can order delivery from, ready for this, Zoe?
Read them off, Hardy.
Morton Steakhouse, Joe's Crab Shack, Del Frisco's, The Oceanair, which I do not know, The Palm, and Saltgrass Steakhouse, which I don't know, but I'm guessing both The Oceanair and Saltgrass Steakhouse are listed along with Morton's, Joe's Crab Shack, Del Frisco's, for and The Palm for a reason.
What a I would go Palm every night. I would get the minestrone soup to start. I would have their Caesar salad, which is phenomenal. I would go with the ribeye and order what Capella orders, which is a pretty much a quart of blue cheese sauce to dip it in, blue cheese dressing. I go with a side of mashed potatoes. The onion strings are phenomenal. I would get crab cakes every once in a while from Morton's. I love crab cakes. I would absolutely get fat eating at the Bubble down there. And I told you their food was going to be awesome down there. So they got all these places. Plus, they have the ability to order off, which is a delightful room service menu.
Right. So
you're at the Grand Floridian, you're getting served damn good stuff, man.
Okay? Terrence Mann of the Clippers said, I'd probably say Del Frisco's is probably the best food I've had so far. Hey, Terrence, Del Frisco's is the best food I've ever had in my life. So I am not surprised to hear you say it's the best food you've had while in lockdown in the bubble. Yeah, no kidding, Del Frisco's is the best food you've had so far. He said, chicken is pretty good. You're getting chicken
is
Del
it?
Frisco's?
As opposed to grilling on your back deck, you think?
What are you doing?
I'm marinating it in a plastic bag with Italian dressing.
They have crab cakes, corn, macaroni and cheese, all that.
Why do we do this every day at lunch? Why do we do this to ourselves?
I don't know. The process is you have a list of food places to order from. You can order from there, or the hotel makes us meals.
I'll call down. Can you whip me up a club sandwich, please? A side of fries and some mashed potatoes with some gravy on the side. Thank you.
So that's not the only thing the players are surviving on in the bubble, though. They are not only allowed to bring in other substances, but they're getting advice as to how much they should be bringing in. We'll talk about that next on Zolak and Bertrand.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The former QB always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. Don't sleep on a hot spot or a hot rock.
And the guy who was always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
So we're following what's going on with the Bruins. A couple of players listed as unfit to participate in practice today. Both Kasha and Pasternak were held out of the session, and T-Bone found that Corey Crawford of the Blackhawks missed the first day of training camp. That's the only other, and he wasn't unfit to participate. He was unfit to play. And that the NHL is prohibiting teams from releasing medical information in phases 3 and 4 to protect the privacy of the player, hence the careful language. So that was what was talked about with Corey Crawford. Now, there was also something about maybe him, his wife or girlfriend is expecting a baby or something, but I don't know how that makes you unfit to participate. But he was unfit to play. Pasternak and Kasha, both at the Bruins practice today, were unfit to participate. Mm. Oh, boy. All right. Good times.
That's where you get your balls broken as a player, man. Everybody else, like, really? Thanks a lot, pal.
Right. Let's get back to the NBA, where apparently the food thing is taken care of, so not an issue. You know, they've got chefs there preparing meals. They've got room service meals. They can order out every day.
I've shifted from the ribeye a little bit to the I've been getting New York strips more lately.
Okay, let me tell you
and
something.
And tend to find out that I'm pretty happy with those.
I first ordered a New York strip in a real steakhouse. This is probably 10, 12 years ago. It was the SW Steakhouse at Wynn in Las Vegas. And I was there with, I don't know, there's like five or six of us at the dinner. And my one buddy, he laughs at me. And he says, the waiter, he said, why don't you just bring him an old piece of shoe leather? You know, right. What's he doing ordering a New York strip? And the waiter looked at me and he says,
I always thought that.
He said, it's my favorite steak on the menu. Mm. He's like, everyone else getting their fillets and their bone-in ribeyes. He goes,
Fillets suck.
Well, there's not as much flavor.
Right.
In a fillet.
You need a little grizzle. Little bit.
A well-prepared New York strip, there's nothing wrong with it. There is nothing wrong with it. Anyway. Also inside the bubble, a whole bunch of marijuana. Now, we learned this a while back, Arcan, if I'm not mistaken, that they weren't going to be drug testing in the bubble, right? They weren't going to be testing for the marijuana.
No.
Okay? So.
Stupid questions. Legal weed is legal. Is legal. Is weed legal in Florida?
No idea.
No.
Okay.
Recreational is illegal, but medical is okay.
Okay.
So we know that a lot of players in the NBA smoke weed. It's just something that they do. Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. All walks of life. All right? Mm-hmm. Take a cross-section of society. There's a lot of people out there smoking weed. So, what did Louth pop back in the studio for a sound effect? It's awesome.
Sounds like Louth farting in a puddle. Because you're laughing because you could visualize that.
That's what would pop into your head. And now I'm visualizing Jim with a microphone.
Yes.
While he squats down bare-assed into a puddle, farts, and records it.
Yes.
And then plays it back on the air. Sounds like loud farting into a shallow puddle. Thank you. Al Harrington, an NBA veteran turned cannabis advocate, has his own company, Viola Brands. They promote social equity in the marijuana industry, and he's trying to destigmatize cannabis. He says, bring more than you think you're going to need. Mm. You might have that teammate who's never smoked and might want to try it since they're stuck in a bubble. So you might be supplying other people. So he's thinking about other people, which is nice.
Yeah.
That's real nice.
How much would you bring? Someone is in this article in The Athletic, they said, how long will a pound last? It seems like an awful, awful lot.
I'm not a weed guy. I don't know weed measurements. We've been through this.
Neither am I. I wish I were.
Where's Jim? We need Jim Murray to call in. Not that he's some pothead. He's more of a vape guy, right? That's different.
Yeah. I don't know. Arcan? How
a pound of weed can feel like a pillowcase, I think.
Well, a pound would be 453.5 grams.
Maybe a couple pillowcases.
Illegally bringing this through security, cross state lines, where it's not legal.
It seems like a lot to carry around. I think an ounce is the cutoff. Yeah, and 16 ounces might get you in trouble.
I went to college in Boulder, so I saw lots of, okay. I've seen it before.
You smoked a lot of weed in your life.
In college, sure. Okay. But I don't know. I never was around a pound of weed before.
Heavy smokers pack a blunt with about 2 grams per blunt. So if you brought a pound in, that's 227 blunts.
2 grams per blunt?
2 grams per blunt.
Damn.
That's what a heavy smoker would pack. 6 of the 22 teams will be in the bubble, a maximum of 40 days. Of the remaining 16, half will be going home no later than 53 days in. 4 could stay for up to 67 days maximum. The teams in the NBA Finals could end up being there a maximum of 82 days. So, for players who are eliminated first, a pound of weed is more than enough. But for players on teams that make the Conference Finals or the NBA Finals, that's getting down to about 2 blunts a day. That might be cutting it close. Bongs don't require as much, about a gram or less, so a half a pound would be fine. It all depends on how much you're going to smoke, how long you're going to be there, and what you're going to smoke it with. That's the same question I asked, though. How are you going to bring a pound of weed from wherever you are to Florida?
I know you fly charter. I know you fly private and all that stuff, and that's the way they travel. You still go through security. I'm sorry. They still go through your bags.
I think they'd get it down there, wouldn't they?
How are you going to get it? You're not supposed to get stuff from outside the bubble.
You're not supposed to.
You have specific drop-off points. Hey, I got a box. I'm going to drop it off here. It's for so-and-so. Don't look in it. Don't shake it. Don't smell it, right? Don't you think they have security and their dogs down there?
I would think so. And by the way,
they have officers on foot with dogs when we travel with the team. They have smelling dogs down there to scour their place, especially their security now with bubble. Come on.
I'm looking at a photo right now of how much a pound is. It's a ton. It's a ton.
It's a lot.
Because it doesn't weigh a lot. So it's the package is sold by weight, not volume. And,
Didn't someone send a pound of weed to this building a couple years back?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
A year ago.
Yeah.
Ramiro did it. Number 969, they took credit for it, didn't they?
I don't think it was Ramiro.
They were all over the news. Him and Melissa and them. Yeah.
They were talking about it, but I don't think he was.
Damn, Dick Get Up crew, man.
I don't think it was addressed to him. No, I don't.
And Leroy, man.
So that's what they're dealing with down in the bubble. The issues with the food are now gone because they can eat whatever they want. Sounds like whenever they want. But in terms of weed,
smoke a pound of weed, they're going to be hungry a lot.
Well, the more you smoke, presumably the more you're going to want to eat.
Mm.
It's a vicious circle. It's a vicious cycle. How you get through it, I do not know. All right. Anything else coming out on the Redskins thing? Arcan, you were all over this last night. You were following this story last night, and you were unable to tweet about it for a while because of the Twitter hack, and you being a verified Twitter account, yours was shut down. How long was your Twitter shut down for?
A couple hours. It was from the beginning of the show almost till about, I don't know, 7:30 or so. So I guess, yeah, like about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Oh, I didn't know it was that early in the evening.
Yeah.
Are you verified, aren't you?
Yeah, but I didn't try to. I don't tweet all that much, and I didn't tweet anything last night, so I didn't even know.
You know, I'm verified and Jones isn't.
I mean, good.
Yeah.
Good.
But then I couldn't tweet, so it didn't matter.
What are you opening, Zoe? What are you eating?
Nothing.
Pound of weed.
Doritos.
Oh. It's the ones my kid doesn't like. See, pound of weed. You know what it is? You buy them big 5-pack things where you get the Lay's chips, you get barbecue, you get the flavor twist, and then they slide in the spicy sweet chili. It's like the ones people don't want.
Yeah, well,
always get stuck with those because the kid doesn't want them.
40 seconds, you'll be able to eat away. Anything new on Twitter about the Redskins a bombshell that was allegedly going to drop today?
Nothing official, mostly just rumors and sort of innuendo, but Washington Post is supposed to have this big expose on the Redskins and Snyder and all the stuff going on there. So
they got names. They got names, yeah. Man. Get ready.
Let's keep it then to just what we know about the Redskins so far, which is they are no longer the Redskins. We'll just stay on that topic for the time being. And about a guy who is squatting on various domains that I guess are now holding up the process. We'll talk about that next after Arcan's Hub headlines here. It's Olak and Bertrand, Hardy and Frabedal on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Sports Hub. Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hardy in for Beetle. So we're kind of waiting for this big story about the Washington, formerly known as the Washington Redskins story, to come out here. John Gonzalez, who is a reporter with ABC7 and mornings on GMW. I guess that's Good Morning Washington.
Good Morning Washington.
Last night, This was 15 hours ago now. He said, working on my sources, but apparently changing of the Redskins' name will be old news come tomorrow. Should be today. When a bombshell report is expected to surface, there's growing buzz that unflattering news about the organization could come out in just hours. We'll be live with the latest on blah, 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 blah. All right, so everything past that, and again, that's, you know, that's a reporter there in Washington. Everything else that we're seeing is just speculation as to whether or not it is, as one person said, there's a Washington Post article coming that rats are fleeing the ship, trying to distance themselves, that it could be anything from sexual assault to drug and alcohol abuse, that this could lead to Dan Snyder's removal. There are other reports that it is about a love triangle between coach, player, and another employee.
Or maybe an employee of another place that covers the team. You never know. You never know what this can be.
There's
heard stuff, and
it could be, and it could be a variety of things all mixed together. But we don't know. We don't
call that a potpourri, a cornucopia, of things.
But we don't have any confirmation at any of that yet. So let's just speak out about this this other thing, or speak about, I should say, the fact that they're trying to change their name. And reports indicated that there are pending trademark issues, and that's holding up the team unveiling its new name and its new logo. One person has been perceived as an obstacle to this, and he says, oh, no, I'm trying to help. His name is Philip Martin McCauley. He's 61 years old. He's an actuary. Do you know what an actuary is, Zoe?
No.
Neither do I. I had to look it up. Apparently, this is someone who deals in the business management, risk, mathematics, assessment, analytics, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how an actuary makes his money. I do know that Philip Martin McCauley.
Philip! Terrence.
He's also an author.
Excuse me.
He's an expert in investments, Michael, finance, real estate, mortgages, math, human resources, and massage therapy, including over 50 top 100 bestsellers in their categories, like medical massage cares, massage certification, study guide, and practice exam by Philip Martin McCauley. McCauley's Maryland real estate licensing exam extortion sample does study guide, whatever. He says he's not holding this thing up. He said he's registered trademarks for countless team nicknames over the years, including Washington. The Post, the Washington Post, the same newspaper we're expecting to have this bombshell about the Redskins at any moment now, said that in 2015, he was hoping to score a quote-unquote bounty from Dan Snyder in the way of Washington finally responding to public pressure by replacing its Redskins logo and name. This is his quote. I wish they would tell me what I need to do to get out of their way to change the name if I am some obstacle. I want them to change the name, and I'm embarrassed if I did anything that slows that down. I thought if I hoarded all the good names, that would keep someone else who might be a pain in the neck from getting them. Oh, why don't you stop with your frickin' nonsense, Philip Martin McCauley?
Philip.
You know what this reminded me of, Zoe?
What?
Tom Brady taking Tom Terrific.
Tom Terrific, Tom Seaver. Yeah.
So that nobody would take that and use it because he wanted to protect it from the real Tom. Oh, it's not
right
for me.
No,
it's not. I don't want to be Tom Terrific. I just don't want anyone else to use it because, you know, that baseball guy, you know, he's Tom Terrific, not me. So Philip Martin McCauley has anointed himself protector of all these different domains.
Philip.
And that's why he's registered the trademarks on a bunch of them, including the Americans, the Red Tails, the Renegades, the Red Hawks, all names that McCauley has trademarked for both apparel and football games. What a jackass. He's been doing it for years. He said, oh, no, I'm a fan. I just, I'm protecting them.
No, you're a dick.
I want them to change their name. So I thought, I thought this would help.
That's terrible. who does this?
I don't. Just, seriously,
actuaries.
Yeah. It's an actuary, apparently. Thank you, Arcan. Don't even know what I still don't know what an actuary does, but apparently this is what they do. Actuarial tables. That's insurance. I know that from watching about Schmidt. That's about it.
He sounds like one of those parents who's like, I don't want you to drink, but if you're going to drink, I want you to do it at my house. You know, yeah.
I agree with that.
You know, they're trying to be like the cool parent, but really they just want,
so he
you know
goes
I mean?
Up and buys all the beer at every store in the area and he says, yeah, I'm just trying to protect you. No, you're being a pain in the ass is what you're being. He said that he said he tried to get through to him. He said he emailed NFL trademark attorneys on the 4th of July. I'm surprised no one got back to you on the 4th of July.
Haven't heard back yet.
With the intention.
Just give it to him. I just wanted to give it to him for free, you know?
With the intention of facilitating a name change by the season opener. And he openly offered to give the NFL its requested nickname trademark for free.
Yeah, but they didn't return my call quick enough. No,
he says, 10 days of offering for free is enough. Now he's going to wait to entertain any offer they want to make.
What a dick.
Oh. Well, I said you could have it for free, but you never got back to me, so now I want money. Well, which is it? Were you protecting these all these years and gobbling them up so that nobody could take them and be an obstacle? And you're willing to give them for free? Well, I offered him for free for 10 whole days, and they didn't say anything, so now I want to get paid. This guy.
I'm not mad at this guy.
You're not?
I'm mad at Dan Snyder. Screw Dan Snyder. If this guy's making Dan Snyder's life worse, I'm a fan of this guy.
Find another name. I'd be like, F you. I'll find another name. I don't need your name.
He made it clear in his attempts at negotiation are merely to make the renaming process more efficient. You know what would make it more efficient? Not gobbling up these names and domains and trademarks for years now and then having to go through you to get them. That would have made it much more efficient. Unbelievable. As far as the nicknames, they're actually tied up with McCauley. Once he said there are only four viable options, this is going to be done. The Americans, the Red Tails, Renegades, and Red Hawks. He's got them all.
Oh, man.
The Warriors was also suggested.
No, don't do that. I would rip them for doing that because you're still staying down that Native American, island. That's what you want to get away from. Now, don't do Warriors. Don't. Be something different. If you can change your name, different.
Right. But he says,
change it. We're going to just still try not to offend people. Might, but no. Oh, sorry.
Well, Zoe, he doesn't own that trademark anyway. He said he applied for it in 2015 and it was suspended. So he goes, I tried to get that one. He said, and Dan Snyder could have had it in 2020, but he abandoned on purpose by not responding to letters asking if he still wanted it. What are you doing? What are you doing? Arcan likes him just because he's making Dan Snyder's life miserable. But according to these other rumors swirling around, this can be the least of their concerns, apparently.
If I had to deal with this guy, I would hate him. But I don't. Dan Snyder does, so I like him.
Snyder has enough money to buy the trademark for the Red Wolves from Arkansas State. That's what McCauley said. But they're a public university with a board of trustees, and any decision would require months of public. This guy's just all up in everyone else's business. Okay. So, this is no business of yours. Mind your own freaking business, actuary or massage therapist or whatever the hell that you're doing. This is none of your business. You're meddling.
There are so many pro teams, college teams, high school teams, Pop Warner teams that have the same damn nicknames. But is this really a rights thing? Can you really exercise this? Yeah, you get the Patriots. I've seen high school teams named Patriots. You don't think that's been trademarked? Come on. I know it's New England Patriots, but...
Look, this guy says he's trying to help, and he knows full well. It's just lying. There's another story we're going to get to today about a certain Rock and Walpole with meddlers and people just clucking around.
Where's this rock at? I'm gonna drive by and look at it now.
I don't know where it is. Yeah, you
must be like this famous rock.
It's a dog rock. Snoopy, they call it. Oh,
do they?
there's Facebook groups and there's change.org petitions, everything else over a rock.
This bugs you, huh?
It does bug me for one reason and one reason only, but we'll get to that later. This date in show history is coming up next here on the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I found myself singing this song to myself walking around the house this morning.
I hate this song.
Some of the lyrics are really dumb. I mean, it was written specifically for the movie, but like the "Please don't drive 88" or something.
It so fits the movie. You know what I mean? But it's not like, hey, I want that soundtrack.
I don't know what else would be on the soundtrack.
Power of Love was on there.
Power of Love, thank you. Yeah.
Earth Angel. From the Enchantment Under the Sea dance.
I mean, is that on the soundtrack, though?
Should be. Johnny B. Goode.
You should have some Chuck Berry on there, right? Yeah. Good job, Arcan. Good memory there. Movies.
Love that movie.
This date in show history, we are talking about the 16th of July, and we are going to start by going back 5 years ago to 2015. Oh, I do? All right, hold on a second. I got to fix something on my computer here. All right, here we go. So, in 2015, we were on the air, though, and the night before were the ESPYs, which we all watch every year. Nobody ever misses the ESPYs.
One of the dumbest award shows I've ever heard of.
It's just, wow, that's something that so should be a thing for what we do. And
is this one Bruce Jenner one?
It's so not a thing. I don't know. All I know is that Joel McHale was the host or one of the hosts in 2015. And some of the jokes he told, I don't know if they would be told today. Is that fair, T-Bone?
Or would they?
Or would they be told today?
Or would they?
NASCAR had a transformative year. The Confederate flag is no longer being flown at NASCAR events. Yes. It's great. It also came down in South Carolina. Folks in Washington, D.C. said it's about time. Washington, D.C., home of the Redskins. 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 All right.
Holy crap, that was 5 years ago. So NASCAR took the Confederate flag down 5 years ago?
I thought that was this year.
That was like 5 days ago. I'm so confused right now.
I'm very confused.
They just took it down. They banned it this year.
T-Bone, you're sure this was from 5 years ago?
Well, it wasn't from this year's ESPYs.
Wow. All right. Let's check in with Dan Shaughnessy. He was in studio on this date.
I missed Dan.
2 years ago. How much has COVID changed people? Listen to that. Scott Zolak just said, I missed Dan.
I called him. I've called him a couple times. Ask him. Say, Dan, checking in on him.
And how those conversations go.
When do I not like having Dan in?
No, you hang up.
No, you hang up first. No, you hang up first.
I said, how you doing? He said, good evening.
We had food. Hey, talk about things that used to happen.
I used to get excited when we had food drops from Dan. When Dan would find out we had a food drop, his compete level from a DA perspective would go from a CL2 to about a CL6.5. If we had food, Dan's compete level would go 6 to 6.5, and that's a peak.
As excited as we would get for food, because it's just amazing food would be brought in. I don't know. What would you say on average, once every 2 weeks, something like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, with us humming last year, it was coming in on a regular basis.
Yeah, so I mean, during football season, it's probably at least once a week, I would say.
But we would get double drops some days.
Oh, my God.
Like Dairy Queen would come in and, oh, yeah, by the way, before the end of the day, Del Frisco's will be in. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Andy Husbands is coming in for his for his tailgate sub that he brought in the studio that one day.
Arcan. He brought in a 12-foot steak and cheese sub for the four of us, five of us.
What'd you think of steak and cheese sub? So what? Oh, my God. It had andouille sausage sliced lengthwise and put in there.
The cheese was like a queso cheese was combination hot and melted.
But you're right, Zoe. More exciting than the food drop was I would get excited to see how excited Dan Shaughnessy would be if he were here on a food drop day. But apparently, brand new studios, brand new rules, can't have food in the studio. Dan was not down with that. Dan, no food in the new studio.
I know. I just stuffed a couple of grapes in my pocket.
It's all just stuffing, man.
Go ahead, Zoe.
I wouldn't bring that in here.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's two times. Dan has broken the
food new rules. I mean, you guys are...
Two times.
You're right.
Dan is more of a... Dan impresses me as a rule follower. So it was odd that he would break the rule twice in one show.
He's more like Napoleon Dynamite than we actually give him
credit for. Thinking
we make fun of it. Because he put grapes in his pocket. Napoleon put what? Tater tots.
Tater tots. Yeah.
Hey, Joe, you want those tater tots?
Give me some of your tots.
Give me tots.
The fettuccine with it.
So finally today, this was from 1 year ago.
Hey,
Tim McCone was in. He's always just rock solid.
Oh, yeah. What a compete level.
He never screws up. I don't even know if these are screw-ups. They're called highlights. Something tells me that they may not be actual highlights from Tim McCone being on the show. What about Bruce Springsteen? He'll do a five-hour show in a heartbeat.
You know, it's because it's boss time. We're going to grind.
What do you got, McCone?
You're in a track, Sharks. It's like blood. Into the sores.
Say sewer.
Sore.
Sore?
Sore.
Sore.
Sewer.
Sore.
It's two syllables.
Sore. Sore. The sore.
John Sore.
John Sore. We get the job done.
He like raised his hand to speak and it was... What do you got, McCone?
You're in a track, Sharks. It's like blood.
Urine actually does attract sharks more than blood does.
Well, this was probably an argument that you and I were having. You were talking about how you would pee in the water to scare the sharks off. And I said, I don't know if that's...
Well, don't do that. Don't wear flashy things on your wrists.
Right.
Don't do it. I just don't go in the water, man. It ain't worth it. It really isn't.
By the way, I went into ocean water over the weekend, Zoe. We were at a beach in Marblehead.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that water is cold.
Tell you what.
I don't know how people do it and
how long
enjoy it.
It take you to get there, pal. There's no easy way to get to Marblehead.
It's not like it used to be. I'm going to tell you something. The traffic is not anywhere near what it used to be. It was less than an hour. Thank God.
Wow.
Because the last time we went up there, it was 2 hours on a Friday evening to get up to this place, and we made it in less than an hour.
Nice.
Huh. There's police are searching for a missing man in Canton. I might have to check this news story while Arcan is giving us the other news here.
Oh.
Top of the hour hub headlines. Huh. All right. And call home, tell him to lock the doors. I don't know what he's missing for. Is he missing because
he's in a wooded area, he set off some side street by the train. Close to the train station.
Great. I'm not that close to the train station. It's fine. If that's the case, then we're
there's
good.
There's a mini mart. There's a Y. And there's a mini mart. There's a Y. You stay to the left, he said.
90 seconds, no commercials. And then the most important topic of the day. It's not the Redskins. It's not the preseason football. It's bread in a can. Coming up next here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.